Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal,
while working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning, hello, and welcome to the Senior Zone. I'm your host, Sean Perry, and we are fired up and ready to go with another show that we've put together just for you, our seniors, and their caregivers this bright and beautiful Monday morning. Yes, it is bright right now at 10 a.m. here in the Washington, D.C. area. As always, you'll want to have your pen and pad ready to take some good and useful notes as needed. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Senior Zone, where it's our mandate to discover the topics and discuss the issues and concerns that matter most to you. Uniting seniors 50 and over with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events, advice, and cultural tidbits, the Senior Zone hopes to inspire, impact, influence, and improve the quality of life for older adults everywhere. Why? Simply because we care. The Senior Zone can be reached at 240-638-5430. Or for our tech-savvy seniors, you can go online and follow us on this show at theseniorzone.com. In our first segment of today's show, we are discussing landlord-tenant disputes for seniors that live in subsidized housing. Our guest here today will be AARP Legal Counsel for the Elderly. Following that, in our second segment, we have Jewish Counsel for the Aging, one of the largest charitable agencies here in the National Capital Region. They are in studio to discuss their programs as well as how they're meeting the needs of local elders. We'll close out the show with our news and announcements and a surprise guest and a new friend to the Senior Zone. But before I begin, and as I do each and every Monday, allow me to thank those that keep us doing what we love to do here on the Senior Zone. And first up, again, AARP, Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They provide free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents 60 years of age and older. So whether it's wills, power of attorneys, landlord, tenant disputes, estate planning, and so much more, LCE is there for you and at no cost, absolutely free. They can be reached at 202-434-2120, 202-434-2120. Next up, the D.C. Office on Aging, under the leadership of Executive Director Ms. Laura Newland. They develop and carry out a comprehensive and coordinated system of health, education, employment, and social services for the district's older adults, persons living with disabilities, and their caregivers. Call 202-724-5622 to access the services of the D.C. Office on Aging. That's 202-724-5622. Last and certainly not least, we have Right at Home. They are the leader in the in-home care industry. Their trained caregivers provide the best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some assistance to maintain their independence. If you're looking for the best in in-home care, either for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call at 301-255-0066, 301-255-0066. To you, our listeners, whether this is your first time or if you've been a regular listener here to the Senior Zone, we say thank you for giving us your time, your attention, and your support. Continue to tell your friends, tell your pastor, tell your neighbors. Check us out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. We just thank you for your support again. So let's get started. We have here in studio, we have AARP, Mr. Nate Aquino.
Aquino.
Yes, I knew I would get that wrong,
that's
Nate,
okay.
when we went live. He is with the Legal Counsel for the Elderly, AARP Legal Counsel for the Elderly. And he's here today to talk about, again, landlord-tenant disputes with seniors that live in subsidized housing here in the District of Columbia. It's a collaboration between Bread for the City, Legal Aid DC, as well as LCE, and you've been generously funded by the D.C. Bar Association. Did I get that correct today?
Yeah, I think you did.
I did?
Yeah, I think so.
Real quick, how long have you been with LCE?
I've only been with LCE for about 6 months or so, but okay. I've been doing housing law, specifically subsidized housing tenant defense for approximately 8 years now.
Okay, how's that experience been with LCE?
It's been incredible. The support system within the organization is bar none, the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, some wonderful people over there.
Incredibly wonderful people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would be remiss if I didn't say, you know, one of those incredible people, you know, is Miss Joanne Mangione.
Oh, she walked me here. She got me here. She set this all up. She's imperative to what we do and how we help our clients in whatever legal aspect they need.
Yeah, I like Jan May over there and absolutely. All the wonderful staff attorneys, but she is the glue, in my opinion,
hey,
over there.
I can't argue with that today.
At LCE. Well, let's get started. We don't have a lot of time.
Sure.
So LCE's alternatives to the landlord-tenant court program is very involved with their right to counsel project. Tell us more of what the alternatives unit actually does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of really exciting things that are happening at the Legal Counsel for the Elderly. Mm-hmm. The alternatives to landlord-tenant court project is just one of those exciting things. And what our goal is, eviction prevention services to the district seniors. We want to make sure that people can age in place. Mm-hmm. And the way we do that is we provide social, legal, and volunteer assistance to seniors in the district. We have three staff attorneys. Mm-hmm. We have two social workers, two legal associates, and a whole cadre or a whole slew of volunteers that help us help people and help them stay in their homes. Mm-hmm. Some examples of the types of things that we will do is we will represent tenants in court to enforce their rights to habitable housing, enforce their rights to if they need a reasonable accommodation, if they're disabled and they can no longer live there without some help. We'll do it that way. Also, we want to make sure that rent is affordable. So we'll work with our clients and our tenants to make sure that they have an opportunity to stay in their home long term.
Sure, sure. Now let's go back to the goals. You mentioned the goals. If you can just dive into that just a little bit more, you know, what are the goals of the Housing Right to Counsel Project?
So the Housing Right to Counsel Project, and I want to make sure that I once again say that it's generously funded by the DC Bar Foundation, mm-hmm. and it's a collaboration between Legal Counsel for the Elderly, Bread for the City, and Legal Aid Society of the District of Columbia. And the three organizations, what we've done is the goals are to prevent eviction and lower the amount of evictions that happen in the district. Mm-hmm. And right now we're focusing in on providing representation to tenants in subsidized housing eviction cases.
Yeah. What have you found to be some of the more common causes for eviction through your experience with LCE?
So some of the most common things that we'll see, there's any number of things that can lead to eviction or risk of homelessness for seniors or anyone. But the main ones would be unpaid rent. I think that's the lion's share of the cases that we see in court. There can be also housekeeping violations. Specifically, I think, pertinent to our clients, especially seniors. Mm-hmm. Seniors, as you get older, you have more and more difficulty keeping the home in order. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you might have a landlord that doesn't give you a lot of assistance or doesn't understand your problems. So we'll work with our social workers, we'll work with the volunteers, and the attorneys will work on the legal side. Also, people in subsidized housing have an obligation to recertify every year. They have to tell the landlord and the government who's in their house, what their income is. And then I guess the final thing, these are the big ones again. The final thing would be when there's an unauthorized occupant or someone who's not supposed to be staying in the home. That's just some of the examples. And we've focused in on subsidized housing right now because it's so important that we keep rents low and we make sure that people have the stability to stay there. And the two really wonderful things about subsidized housing is no tenant will pay more than 30% of their income, roughly, and they can't lose their housing but for what's called material noncompliance. You know, there's a lot of legal mumbo jumbo, if you will, but that just means they have to do something wrong. So to provide the stability in such a unstable housing market like the district is incredibly important, and that's why the Housing Right to Counsel Project is so important.
And subsidized housing doesn't apply just to the buildings that we see. They could be private, you know, landlords renting out their space, could be subsidized housing, correct?
Yeah, there's several different types, and without getting too much into the weeds on that, but it could be a property where someone will apply directly, and then that person will get, the landlord will get the difference between what the tenant pays. They'll get that money from the federal government directly.
Yeah.
But it also could be what's called a voucher, and somebody could travel throughout the area, find a home, find an apartment, find somewhere they love, and it may not be in a building that's entirely subsidized. Mm-hmm. But what they can do instead is they can bring that, and it gives them that freedom.
Yeah.
So they feel like they can go to the home that they want to.
Yeah, yeah. So I can see the impact to the private community if the individual landlord, if one is not paying the rent or the place is not, you know, maintained, because that's their investment property as well. But it's also, I would suspect, in many cases, not willful neglect on the senior. They are getting older, more forgetful, may not pay it on time, but it's certainly nothing intentional. And there are, as you mentioned, there are many social services out there for those that may have hoarding issues. if you will. And so I'm sure this is some of the supports that you provide. How will seniors and how do they learn more about this particular project?
So the Housing Right to Counsel project, I think that can happen in two different ways. Mm-hmm. Legal counsel for the elderly is always doing our best to reach out to as many people as possible. Let's get the word out. Mm-hmm. You've generally offered your time on your show like today, so this is invaluable for us to be able to speak to as many people as possible. But we do as much outreach. We go to senior centers. We'll do presentations. We'll put a flyer in anybody's hand who's open mm-hmm. because we want to make sure people know, especially the seniors, that we exist. That we're here for them, and we're here to advocate for their rights. Now, the project, the Housing Right to Counsel project, the collaboration between the different organizations, the way that they can hear about that is if there's an eviction case filed, there's a checkbox on the court documents, and if there's a checkbox, they'll get a letter from the project that says, "Hey, you're somebody we've identified in subsidized housing. Do you want to speak to a lawyer? Here's mm-hmm. the phone number, and without a charge, free of cost." You can talk to an attorney and you get that extra, you get a skilled eye, somebody right. who's familiar with the law, because it's incredibly complex sometimes.
Yeah, and it's important to note that's at no cost.
Yes,
to
sir.
The seniors
it's at no cost.
You mentioned a number. Well, let's in the middle of our interview, let's give out that number to those that may be facing eviction.
So the phone number to reach legal counsel for the elderly, mm-hmm. they can reach us at 202-434-2120. And I'm going to do that again because I don't think anybody gets a phone number the first time around. Right?
I completely understand.
Yeah. So the phone number again, and this will be our intake hotline. It's 202-434-2120.
Yeah. Our listeners should know that. I mentioned it several times here on the show each week. So
absolutely.
But it's always good to mention it. So that's why I tell them to get a pen and pad at the top
that's
of our
right.
show.
I heard that. I think yeah. that's incredibly smart. Most people don't.
Pull out your pen and pad. Get ready to take some notes. Is there enough safe and affordable housing for DC senior citizens?
Never.
Seniors.
Yeah, I mean, there's never enough affordable housing, really, for anyone, mm-hmm. People who deserve it. But there's especially not for our seniors. The district is aging. People have lived here for generations, and people are proud to live here, and they want to stay here. But I think, as anybody knows, cost of living's going up, but the adjustments that people are receiving on their Social Security checks or not.
Yeah.
So those two things don't line up. So the way that we make sure people are safely housed and they can age in place and stay and have that freedom is we make sure that the people who are in those properties stay in those properties. And we want to provide the supports, the social work support. We want to go out there. We want to defend their evictions, make sure that people know they have rights as tenants.
Yeah. And the district is changing. If you just look out our window here, you see all the equipment going up that's building new properties, and I'm sure not all of them are subsidized housing. They have a small segment.
Some of them are mixed use, but yeah. Unfortunately, not as many as we would like to see are.
Yeah, yeah. Let's speak about some of the community services again that's offered through this particular project. You mentioned some social services programs. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Well, so the Alternatives to Landlord Tenant Court project. It's staffed by three attorneys. We have two social workers who are incredible, and we have two legal associates, and we have many volunteers. But primarily what our social workers will do, the social workers will go out there, they will take a look at whatever the needs are for the resident. They'll take a look at the needs for the senior, and they have an amazing eye for figuring out ways to fix problems that as lawyers we don't. And so when we work in collaboration, we work together with our social workers, we can create really creative, innovative solutions to mm-hmm. difficult problems, sometimes where I don't think people would understand that there is a solution there because it's so difficult. And we're often able to come up with these solutions and allow people to live in their home and live there with dignity.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, dignity and respect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, a question that comes to mind, you know, for those that you know, may, what am I trying to say here, you know, have, say, unfair rent increases. Mm-hmm. Do you address that issue with them as well? Is that handled through this project or through another segment of LC?
So the Housing Right to Counsel project, the collaboration between the other social service or legal service providers, mm-hmm. Is not primarily focusing in on rent control.
Okay.
But we do. The Alternatives to Landlord-Tenant Court project does. If your landlord's raising your rent and you feel like it's not correct, or even if you think it might be correct, call the number. Because we will take a look at it. We'll make sure that they're following the DC regulations. They'll make sure they're following DC law and not improperly raising your rent yeah. higher than they should be.
Gotcha. Who's eligible for these programs?
Everybody's eligible. Any senior who's over the age of 60, I should say.
Okay.
Anybody who's over the age of 60 can call our office and they will talk to an attorney.
Yeah.
They will talk to an intake staff and they'll get that skilled eye on their case with their facts, and they'll get legal advice.
Okay, so if you're a district resident,
yes, sir,
over the age of 60,
yes, sir,
you are eligible for these programs.
Yes, sir. Now, there's a difference in the level of representation depending upon income.
Mm-hmm.
Our office focuses at times, depending on the project, on lower income residents of the district. But that being said, anybody over the age of 60, we'll always encourage them. If they have a question, call our office and they'll speak to an attorney.
Sure. Before I let you go, is there an example that you have where you helped a senior here in the local community avoid eviction?
Yeah. You know, there's any number of instances that I can just name off that I think I'm proud to be part of an organization that's helped with. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one really good example of the intra-office or the office collaboration is we had a senior who was aging and he was having more and more difficulty maintaining his unit. We were talking about the housekeeping aspect. Mm-hmm. He kept failing inspections, but his landlord wouldn't tell him why. So he didn't know how to fix it. Called our office. He had some housing code violations that his landlord was neglecting. One of our investigators went over there, took pictures, took a look at things, reported back to our social workers and our attorneys. And with the social work support, we were able to find low cost organization assistance to put him back in line with what the place should look like. And on the back end, on the legal standpoint, we were able to get a dismissal from the eviction and put a settlement agreement in place in which the landlord had a few obligations. They had to make sure they let him know what he needed to do, mm-hmm. give him the opportunity to fix it. And then the landlord had to make their own repairs. So they didn't just pass the blame on to the resident. Yeah. So that's in a really exciting example that I think that shows that we were able to let that gentleman stay in his home or work with that gentleman to stay in his house and stay there long term.
You know, LCE is such a wonderful organization. I mean, you know, folks, if you're listening out there, you have a body of folks that are there and willing to fight, you know, for you and your issues. And today we're just speaking about housing and landlord tenant disputes, but LCE is there and covers so many more issues for you. Nate, I want to thank you for your time, but I want to give you a few moments if there's something I didn't ask, you know, and you want to address and bring it up to our listening audience, you know, feel free. But I always give LCE a shout out. There's so much love that I have for you guys, you know, over there, because, you know, you embody, you know, the spirit of the senior zone as well. We just care, but you have actionable things you can do and folks you can bring in to really, you know, support our older adults throughout the local community. But I want to give you a few seconds if you have it.
Well, first of all, I don't want you to minimize what you do. I mean, to get the word out, to let people know all these things that are available to them. Don't minimize what the impact of that is. Absolutely. But I mean, overall, I think our goal is just to really empower people. Let them know, what are your rights? What are your legal rights? What can you do? And sometimes people don't know. And I always encourage, if you have a question, call us. It can't hurt to call us. We're going to talk to you. We're going to give you legal advice. And we're going to make sure you feel like you have a right, you have a say, and you feel empowered at the end of the day.
Gotcha. Well, Nate Aquino.
I got it.
Nate Aquino, staff attorney with AARP Legal Counsel for the Elderly. I want to thank you again. To reach his office, the number is 202-434-2120. And as he said, I'll say it again, 202-434-2120. Nate, thank you so very much. See you guys next time.
Thank you, Sean.
The Legal Zone on the Senior Zone. Up next, we're going to talk with one of our newest partners, certainly our new guest, Jewish Council for the Aging. Still to come, news and announcements, and our surprise guest. This next break is brought to you by our good friends again, AARP LCE. This is Work It Out by Bonafide Praisers.
Because of all the emails and the letters and the phone calls we received of you telling us how you were encouraged from the struggle is over, I decided to ask God to give me another word of encouragement to encourage his people. So I got some more young people. Bonafide Praisers. Let's encourage someone. Listen.
Things may not be looking up,
yeah,
but it's okay.
Put a smile on your face.
Hold your head up high.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be a brighter day. All things work together.
That's word, y'all.
For good to them that love God. Whatever the situation, he will work it out.
Say it again.
Whatever.
He will
work it out.
I'm a living witness that he will.
He will
work it out.
Work it out. I know he will. He will
work it out.
Work it out.
came to let you know that he will.
He will
work it out.
Work it out. I know he will.
He will.
He will
work it out.
Work it out.
Let me encourage you some more. Listen.
Trials and tribulations.
Oh yeah.
May come your way.
I love this part.
When the road gets rough.
Hold on.
Hold on and keep the faith.
Yeah.
All things work together.
Just read your Bible. Come on.
For good to them that love God.
Whatever.
Whatever the situation.
Oh, it's a beautiful day out here, y'all.
He will work it out.
It may be raining outside right
whatever
now.
Whatever the situation.
But it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Come on.
He will work it out.
Tell you that he. Work it out.
Work it out.
Come on, girls.
I know that he will, he will.
Let me move out of y'all way. Go ahead on.
Work it out.
Oh, I love it.
Well, he will.
He will.
Work it out.
Woo. Work
thank you,
y'all.
I'm getting
out
a little too happy in here, y'all.
I know he will.
Come on.
He will.
Work it out.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone, and I am your host this bright and beautiful Monday morning, Sean Perry. With me today is Miss Mickey Gordon. She's the assistant CEO of Jewish Council for the Aging. Good morning, Mickey.
Good morning. And Sean, thank you for having us today and letting us share with the community all we do.
And you are an awesome supporter of our local elders here in the District of Columbia for many, many years.
Yes.
You know, I mean, many, many
40
years.
Plus.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, I'm surprised it's taken me this long to get you on our show. It's my fault, not you guys.
No. Thank you for having us.
But let me introduce you a little better, or make a better introduction here. Folks, how do you find affordable rides when you cannot or should not drive? What resources are available to you as the spouse or companion of someone who has had a stroke? Where do you turn when your mom appears to be losing memory or your dad is too frail to carry for himself any longer? Many families and individuals will face these challenges. Few will be prepared when they first occur. So how do you find the help you need when a crisis takes place and an elder care question arises? To whom do you turn? Jewish Council for the Elderly, Jewish Council for the Aging is one of those organizations. And again, this is Assistant Chief Executive Officer and Senior Director of Development for the Jewish Council for the Elderly, for the Aging, one of the largest charitable agencies here in the National Capital Region, dedicated exclusively to meeting the needs of local elders. Again, Mickey, good morning. And you got an extensive bio, which I just can't.
No.
To go into.
We want to talk about what we can do to help people, not about Mickey.
Exactly. So tell us and our listeners, you know, more about Jewish Council for the Aging.
Well, JCA, the Jewish Council for the Aging of the greater Washington, D.C. area, mm-hmm. serves all seniors in Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. The only criteria for most of our programs is to be 50 or older.
Okay.
So we're not even ready yet, Sean, you and I.
You're not.
Thank you. But we are here to serve. And as you said, there are people who have questions and they just don't have the answers. They don't know where to go. So the first place is our information and referral service. Mm-hmm. And we work in both directions. So say you live in this area, but you have a family member who is in Illinois or California, we can connect you to the Area Agency on Aging in other states around the country. And we've even been able to assist on many occasions with people who are in the armed services. Someone is now stationed abroad. They have family members here, and they don't know what to do, where to go, who to ask, and we can give you that resource through our information and referral services.
Wow. Wow.
And this can be found online, but I'm sure we'll give a number later.
Yeah, let's give it out now.
Okay, it's 301-255-4200, and that's our senior helpline, which can then direct you to all of the things that you mentioned earlier. I mean, we have a myriad of programs, which you and I can discuss now.
I mean,
one of the biggest questions that most seniors have is transportation.
Yeah, well, let's first get into that, because I do want to ask that question.
Okay.
Nikki, let's talk about, you know, let's drill down a little bit. You know, just what's the overall mission, you know, of JCA?
Our overall mission is to help seniors thrive. And that can be taken in a many, many different directions. Thriving in your own home, mm-hmm. in the home of your choice, looking for employment, socialization. Many seniors are isolated. They don't know how to connect with the outside world.
Yeah.
We have senior tech computer centers where we let people learn how to use the computer and the technology that's around today, or have a spouse, a significant other, a family member learn, and then bring it to you at home.
Yeah.
So it's amazing how you can connect with the outside world and not have to be isolated.
Yeah, my mother, she calls me up nearly after every show because she's, as I've said before on his show, she's my science laboratory. She's my petri dish, and she's an example of being isolated willfully sometimes because she's been apprehensive or afraid to adopt
the new
technology. And so I was just talking with her yesterday. I was up in Philadelphia over the weekend for mm-hmm. the holiday, and we were just talking about some of the technologies that she needs to become acquainted with and how we're going to really introduce her to some of that technology. So I'm excited to hear what you have to say regarding, you know, your program, this senior technology program that
well,
you just
Our senior tech program has been going for many, many years, probably almost 20-plus years. And it's not just learning how to use the computer. The new types of phones are very intimidating mm-hmm. for people, the iPads. I mean, many of the seniors now, they're not the mentor. It's their grandchild or great-grandchild who's now teaching them. I can tell you that for personal references.
If you're over 50, you can vouch. You got a
exactly.
grandchild or child who's technology stuff.
And what happened is many people who were working, they saw the technology coming to the firm they worked at, the agency, the office. It's coming down the hall, and they panicked. So maybe they said, hey, it's time for me to leave. but we have classes in all different types of computer programs, from the very beginning to more, you know, advanced to spreadsheets. There are people who just want to do socialization and have a spreadsheet for their Christmas cards or holiday cards or birthday cards.
And it's important, you know, each month publish in the Beacon.
Correct.
You know, paper. I notice, you know, you have a ton of classes. But I don't know, 30, 40? I mean, it's just a ton of classes that you
and
have.
And what we have done is we've partnered with the Beacon newspaper, and our registration forms and descriptions of all our classes are listed every month in the Beacon newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows the sites, which are in Maryland and Virginia. We have, you know, easy access. Most of them are on a metro line, so it's easy for people to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when we talk about technology in our transportation programs, we have a program which teaches people how to actually navigate the metro. You know, there are people who need to use the public transportation, but mm-hmm. that can be intimidating as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have travel training classes. We have Connect a Ride, which will not give you the ride, but connect you to the resource that you need. And what we do that's very unique is we cross jurisdictional lines. So someone has a doctor that may not be in Montgomery County. Say it's in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get you to the line, and then you have to find someone else to get you to the, you know, we can arrange that for you and help you do that.
Uh-huh.
So and transportation is a very big issue for seniors.
Yeah.
As you mentioned and alluded to earlier, when is the time to not be driving, to take away those keys. I just had to do that in my own life with a family member. And it's difficult. Yeah. And we have, through our programs under transportation, so many different resources that can help you with that.
Yeah. Real quick, just back to the technology
piece.
Because it is published in the Beacon. Folks, if you don't know, if you know the Beacon is widely spread, and I'm not promoting the Beacon.
No, but it's...
But there's a good it's a great magazine, you know.
Monthly newspaper.
And in it is published all of the technology trainings that, that you have. There. And is there a cost for these courses?
Yes. There is a cost for classes, but it depends on the number of sessions.
Okay.
Some sessions may run for 3 weeks, some are one session, and everything is listed every month in the Beacon. The Beacon is also a wonderful source for our employment programs. Mm-hmm. Now, we have something called CSEP. That's Senior Community Service Employment Programs, where it's for low-income seniors living in Montgomery County, and it's threefold. Picture a stool with three legs.
Mm-hmm.
So we have host agencies, which are either nonprofits or government agencies, like an MVA or a hospital, and we also have participants, and we also help people place in unsubsidized. So if someone is able to join a CSEP program, and unfortunately in today's times we do have wait lists, but they get their on-the-job training with a stipend. So it's, you can equate it to an internship for a college student.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe someone is working at a hospital and then the hospital has openings. Well, they know you. They know your skill set. They can hire you. Someone is at motor vehicles and they're working 20 hours a week and now they see what you can do and your skill set. And when there are openings, they hire you. And we have mentors that help people, you know, look for jobs, hone their resumes, even just practice interviewing. Because for a senior today, they may be interviewing with someone the age of their grandchild.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that in a second with some of the expos that you have coming up shortly. But I want to cover some of the just the programs. So folks can call, when they think of JCA, they can think of JCA in terms of transportation help.
Correct.
They can think of JCA in terms of technology and technology training.
Correct.
You know, help there. But you have another program that's quite interesting to me. You call it InterAges?
Yes, it's the Hayman InterAges program. And this is a program where we have volunteers who are seniors who work with students, a diverse population in Montgomery County schools. And there's a myriad of programs that we have that we try to build bridges between the students and the volunteers.
And what's the benefit of this intergenerational sort of
So many of the seniors as well as the students don't have family members nearby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is such a transient area that we live in. And so they bond. They become friends. They help each other. It may be a grand readers program where a grandparent is reading to a student. Or we have a wonderful program where it's called a makeover program where the students help with the seniors and do makeovers with their hair, and at the same time the student's learning a skill. Maybe they're going to go into the beauty industry. But what we have found that's so wonderful is it's beneficial not only to the student receiving the extra time and attention, but the seniors feel so good about giving of their knowledge and their experience. We had a gentleman recently who had some respiratory issues and would walk with a small oxygen tent, and you know, the kind on wheels.
Yeah.
And he went into a school and he was seated with a student and they were reading. And he, the senior, was concerned that this might be, you know, uncomfortable for the child or there may be issues. The child never even noticed it. They became such good friends that this little girl waited weekly for this gentleman to come back.
Just being around young people makes you younger.
Exactly.
You know,
it's
whether
That's right. It's just a state of mind.
When you bring in a younger person, the average age, you've just aged down, averaged down in terms of age in that particular group. Are there volunteer opportunities for this?
Yes,
for
there are. And the number I can give you for that is 301-949-3551. And we're always looking for volunteers. And what's good about that is for a senior who may not have the transportation, we may be working in a school that's walking distance from their home.
Gotcha. Give that number one more time because we have to get them twice out here.
301-949-3551. 501. Okay. But the original number that I gave you, the 301-255-4200, our senior helpline, when people call that number, we can direct them to any of our programs at the agency.
Gotcha. So let's give out that number, 301-255-4200. So we spoke about transportation, technology, your interagency program. I understand you have an adult daycare
program. Yes, we have an adult daycare, which is in Rockville. Mm-hmm. This is an award-winning program that has been around for many years. And our transportation can provide the resource for people to get to the program.
Sure.
We also have what's called our Gorlitz Social Day programs. We have two now, one at our headquarters in Rockville and one at Ingleside, which is right off of Rockville Pike. And we're opening a third one in Upper Montgomery County. This is for individuals with early stage dementia or, you know, early stage memory loss.
Okay.
And these two programs have been around for quite a few years. They're small groups of, you know, between 10 to 15 people, and it almost becomes a family because they just, you know, relate to each other, and it's a comfort zone for the family who needs the respite from taking care of an elder.
That's important. That's
very
important. What are the eligibility requirements for these programs and for folks to access, you know, these
programs? Well, I can give you the phone number for those.
Okay.
And staff there will do the evaluations and easily work with the family to let them know, you know, which program they would be a good fit for.
Okay.
And that number is 301-468-1740.
And that determines eligibility for the program?
Yes.
Okay. And that number is
301-468-1740.
Okay. If you didn't get any of those numbers, folks, you know, you can always call us here on the Senior Zone, and we can put you in touch with JCA. And the number to the Senior Zone, a lot of numbers today, 800-217-1984. That's 800-217-1984. Let's switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
I understand there are some employment expos
coming
up. And when you guys do these employment expos, you do them big.
We do them big.
Capital B-I-B-I-G.
Correct.
Let's talk about some of these expos, you know, what they are, when they're coming.
Absolutely.
Where they're located, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, JCA has employment programs. And I discussed it earlier, the CSIP program. Mm-hmm. We also have, just as a preliminary, something called Career Gateway. There are a lot of seniors who maybe were caregivers. Maybe they lost a spouse. Maybe they retired and then the economy has changed and they have to go back into the job market. So our Career Gateway program helps those to re-enter the job market. They have mentors. They have people helping with their resumes, with searching. And I can give you that number. It's 301-255-4200, same as our senior helpline, and that is an extensive multi-day workshop, which is very, very valuable to seniors.
And in that, you get interview training skills?
Correct.
I'm sure as well,
yes.
Correct?
Okay. Yes. And what happens is the cohort of people, usually between 12 to 15 people, who take this workshop, they then, you know, become also very connected to each other, and it's a great networking because then it's almost like a job club that they use to help them continue.
Yeah.
But as far as the job expos, that's my baby.
Gotcha. Tell us, why is JCA, you know, why are you guys doing these free expos? They're free.
Yes, they're free for employers as well as job seekers.
Why is JCA doing this for free?
Because there's a tremendous amount of elder people who think that a senior, you know, they get to a certain age and they should sit on the porch and they should be whittling. Well, that's from the movies from the 1920s. That's not reality any longer.
No longer.
And a lot of people who were working, as I referred to earlier, you know, the times, you know, they retired. They thought that they had enough disposable income to give them a nice, you know, life. Luckily, people are living longer, but then the economy, you know, really had a tremendous downturn, and people need to go back into the job market. So we created these job expos. We have one in Maryland, which is next Monday, April 4th. There is no pre-registration. It's at the Marriott North Bethesda Hotel and Conference Center at Marinelli.
Okay.
You just take the White Flint Metro, the red line to the White Flint, and when you get out, it's right in front of you. It's 10 to 3. We are going right now. I have registered 74 vendors. That's employers as well as community resources. There are seminars. We have resume reviewing rooms. We have a technology center staffed with volunteers who will help people do online searches for jobs as well as the applications. Because when you go into the ballroom and you meet with a rep from CVS or Congressional Bank or Kelly Government Services, they might say to you, go register online.
Yeah, and then, I think it's a wonderful thing that you guys are doing because it also, and it's for 50 and over.
Correct.
You know, Employment Expo. It kind of removes some of the anxiety of dealing with and going to these expos where there are younger folks who you may perceive and think are much more qualified or prepared because that's the environment that
And when we first started, we just said a 50-plus Employment Expo. And no, we just did a senior expo, and people thought it was senior high school or senior in college. So that's when we changed it to 50 plus,
right.
And we put a little tagline for seniors because you're absolutely correct, Sean. This is for seniors, and we do one on April 18th in Northern Virginia at the Sheraton Tysons. And so anyone needing information about those, we still have openings for employers to register. I will let you have a table and be there if you have jobs. I'm not there to just promote your company. So if you have jobs and opportunities for seniors, please let us know. They can call 301-255-4231. Okay. And once again, 301-255-4231. 4231. And as I said, there is no pre-registration for the job seekers, either April 4th or April 18th. You just attend. We also have keynote speakers. In Maryland, it is Pat Lawson News from Channel 4. And in Virginia, we have Doug Hill, the meteorologist.
Yeah.
And we had over 3,500 people attend last year. It is amazing.
It is.
Absolutely amazing.
I went, and this is before I even started the show, because you've been doing this for several years now.
Yes.
And I went to the one in the Bethesda Marriott a few years ago, and it was well attended then, put on. The event was put on. It's well, you know, professionally done, you know,
Thank you.
And I know this is your baby, but you've done a great job there. And it does remove, you know, you're in your peer group.
So
you're coming in, you see
all those
silver-haired, you know, folks, you know, they're seeking, you know, employment opportunities as well. And there's only so much golf you can play.
Yes, you're right.
You know? So it may not necessarily be about the economy.
It may not be a full-time job. People may be looking for part-time jobs, even seasonal. We had quite a few employers who showed up that had seasonal positions, and sometimes, you know, bad weather in the winter, a senior may not choose to do something, but now the weather is changing. They might want something for a few months.
Yeah, so real quick, we're almost out of time.
Okay.
We have the first expo, the Maryland Expo, is next Monday,
April 4th,
from 10 to 3
at the Marriott North Bethesda Hotel and Conference Center. That's 5701 Marinelli Road in North Bethesda. It's if you take the red line to the White Flint Station, you come out and the hotel is right there. Okay. And as I said, it's free parking.
And the one after
is on Monday, April 18th. And that one is at the Sheraton Tysons Hotel at 8661 Leesburg Pike in Vienna. That's also on the Silver Line Metro, which is easy access. Okay. And in both of them, it's free parking.
Gotcha. Time is flying. There's one last thing. I understand you have a Productive Aging Award dinner.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Speak to that real quick, about 30 seconds.
Okay, in 30 seconds, we do what's called a Productive Aging Award dinner to highlight a senior or seniors to show that there are people who are productive and active at 70 plus. And this year, the event is on May 15th. We are bringing Sam Waterston of Law and Order fame.
Mm-hmm.
He is phenomenal. And we have Esty and James Adler are receiving our Humanitarian Award that evening. Reservations are required. 301-255-4231.
We have plugged that event, you know, several times prior to it coming up in, May 15th?
May 15th.
Can the senior zone come?
Of course.
Oh, thank you so
very
much.
We'd love to have you.
We've been speaking
Sam will be lovely. Be delighted to see you.
I would love to meet him. We've been speaking with Assistant Chief Executive Officer over at the Jewish Council for the Aging, Ms. Mickey Gordon. Mickey, I want to thank you for your time. You're now a friend and family of the Senior Zone, so you're welcome back anytime.
And Sean's a friend and family of JCA.
Hey, I like that. So thank you
and
very
thank
much.
And thank you. Thank you for having us and for sharing with the community.
And thank you for all that you have done and continue to do, certainly for the past 40 years. We look forward to the next 40.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so very much. Up next, we have I Believe by Smooth Jazz All-Star, news and announcements coming up, as well as my new friend, exciting guest coming up.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Good morning. We are back. This is your host, Sean Perry of the Senior Zone. And with me today, this is probably our first week in many years. I'm not going to do birthdays. I'm not going to do our Senior Spotlight of the Week because I have a phenomenal guest, a new friend of mine. I just met her last week, but I feel like I've known her for such a long time. We have Miss Mary Furlong. Are you there, Mary?
I am.
Let me properly introduce you to our guest and why I'm introducing you as well. But Mary Furlong, she is the president and CEO of Mary Furlong & Associates, a leading authority on the longevity marketplace. She has guided the business development and marketing strategies of leading corporations, emerging companies, and nonprofit organizations for more than 30 years. Her list of clients include AARP, Caring.com, CareLinks, and United Healthcare, just to name a few. She founded Mary Furlong & Associates in 2003 to help socially and consumer-conscious companies understand the real needs of this growing market. I most recently met Mary at the 2016 Boomer Business Summit that was held here in Washington, D.C. Last week, and the turnout was phenomenal, Mary. Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
thank you.
I want to say, you know, one, thank you. You know, you treated the senior zone like royalty. I you know, the hospitality that I was afforded, you know, was great and certainly appreciated. But I learned so much, you know, at this particular event. You know, I'm there with folks that are creating product and providing means and ways of developing services that can be administered to our older adults more efficiently and many, many more. But what was your biggest takeaways from this 2016 summit, Mary?
Well, I think that this is the 26th conference we've done. And so I would say the momentum around the longevity marketplace is stronger than ever. And topics, they're riches in a lot of the niches, from caregiving to grandparenting. I'd say about a fourth of the people there were entrepreneurs who were over 50. So that's a movement in and of itself. We covered topics like marketing and sales strategy and research so that people could get the tools they needed to build a business.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I met several of those 50-plus, you know, entrepreneurs, and it's exciting to see that people who have silver on top of their head, you know, are still, you know, living life and pushing the envelope and developing, you know, new things. You say silver, I mean, you say riches in the niches, Mary, and I just recently heard somewhere at your event there's gold in old. You know, so there's some opportunities.
Right.
There's some opportunities there. If you can, how do you see these summits translating, you know, into better services and products for the elderly?
Well, I think there probably were 150 deals that came out of the conference. So it could be that someone is an innovator, an entrepreneur, and has a product or service, and they're looking for distribution. So we had one session, I'll mingle in a minute, where we had, I think, 20 nonprofit organizations and 20 entrepreneurs. They had 2 minutes to share their idea. It was kind of like speed dating, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But it was speed dealing. You know, I think in the longevity marketplace, we see it as a business opportunity, not as a liability. And every boomer and every senior is thinking about, how do I finance my future? How do I finance my grandchildren and my children that may get downsized or may have, how do we avoid student loan debt? So the more we can teach people the fundamentals about how to build a business and accelerate their time to get a deal done. I'm staying in Washington this week just to do follow-up from so many of the people who met other people here.
Yeah, you know, and I met, you know, one lady in particular. You know, she's already a senior. She started inventing, you know, during or within her senior years. I mean, she's still alive and she's still a senior, and she was there, you know, promoting, you know, her product. I believe it was Tips and Splits or something like that. And that's what I try to do here on the Senior Zone, Mary, you know, inspire older adults, you know, to still live their life, maximize, you know, the time that they have here, and stretch themselves, reinvent themselves, retool themselves, and take advantage of this opportunity that you help promote, this longevity marketplace there. So I thank you for what you're doing.
I had to smile at your last guest because Mickey Gordon started with me 40 years ago when we started SeniorNet. She was one of the first sites here in Washington. So my first company, I actually started in the Washington, D.C. area when I was a young professor at Catholic U and wrote the book Computers for Kids Over 60. But yeah. Now I'm 67, yeah. And I'm still, I think the biggest growth market is the 70-plus starting to become entrepreneurs.
Yeah, well, you don't look 67. The way you climbed that chair at the event last week is not the way a 67-year-old climbs chair. At least that's not how they used to climb chairs. So
that entrepreneur great?
Go ahead.
He created a directory of services here in the Washington, D.C. area. I just met her on the phone. So part of the magic of coming to our conferences, and our next one is in Silicon Valley, so if you could get out there, that's like a whole other area. It's interesting now. Washington's always known about aging. Right now, the world is discovering. So we have people from China, from England, from Canada, from all over, and we're beginning to see venture capital funds invest in the market. I have several entrepreneurs I work with that are right here in Maryland that are building businesses, mm-hmm. and they're helping seniors be protected from fraud. They're helping caregivers, which is a huge market, 44 million people providing care for loved ones, and lots of services, you know.
Yeah. Last question for you, Mary. Moving forward, what's next for the summit?
Next year, we're in Chicago in March. Mm-hmm. And then in June 22nd, we're in Silicon Valley. And in Silicon Valley, we give a $10,000 prize for the best business idea. Many of those companies have grown into $100 million companies that have come out of that. So we focus a lot on bridging the gap between Silicon Valley and Washington, D.C., so that we look at business as a real opportunity and a fundamental way to change things. Now, wealth creation happens if there's technology, if there's regulatory, and if you understand the demographics. So if you can be on the right side of those three things, really fundamentally, we can make, the gold is that life-transforming way we can change senior lives. The silver is the money we can make.
There's gold in that silver.
Well, my book is turning silver into gold, you know. But really what I think is we've got to think differently, and that's why we're so happy to have Joanne to talk about her new book, Disrupt Aging, at the conference. So lots of riches there. In those niches.
Absolutely. Mary, I wish I had more time with you. I hope to stay in contact with you and continue to follow you. But the Senior Zone, again, appreciated, you know, the hospitality. And hopefully one day, you know, we'll be syndicated and able to talk to a wider audience as well here on the Senior Zone. But for now, we appreciate where we are, and we thank you for all that you're doing and have done over the course of your, you know, pretty much entire life on behalf of older adults. So thank you again, Mary.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Ned.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Mary Furlong. She's the president and CEO of Mary Furlong and Associates, a leading authority on the longevity marketplace. I think I may have news time for one announcement. The D.C. Office on Aging, their newest program called Safe at Home, promotes aging in place for older adults who are 60 years of age and older or persons living with a disability. They're offering up to $10,000 in their home accessibility grants that reduce the risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit mobility. To get more information or to begin your application process, call Safe at Home at 202-638-0050. That's 202-638-0050. Folks, thank you so very much. Be sure to join us next Monday. Our guest will be the Parkinson's Disease Foundation and the D.C. Office on Aging. Until then, have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.